Well, boys and girls, over this past number of months, as you know, we've been thinking about some of the great prophets of the Word of God. You remember that a prophet was one who came and preached God's Word to the people, those that lived in the southern part of the country, which was called Judah, and those which lived in the northern part of the country, which was called Israel. And some of those great prophets were men like Elijah and then Elisha, and then the man that we looked at last week, the man Jonah. You remember, of course, that Jonah, to begin with, at any rate, you would have to say, wasn't a really very faithful prophet of God, but eventually he did what God told him to do. And of course, you have that great incident with Jonah, that thing that happened to him, where he was swallowed by the great fish that God had prepared. And then after that, after he had come out of the belly of the fish, then he went on to do God's bidding. Now, this morning, I want to tell you about one of the greatest prophets of all of the Word of God. And his name was Isaiah. And if you look in the Bible, of course, then you see that there's a great big book in the Bible, which is called the Prophecy of Isaiah. Because Isaiah was one of those prophets that not only preached, but he also wrote down many of the things that God told him to write, especially with an eye to people who were to come in other generations. Isaiah lived for quite a long time, and in fact he was a prophet of God under four kings in the nation of Judah. He was a prophet in the days of Uzziah the king, in the days of Ahaz the king, in the days of Jotham, and the days of Hezekiah. I'll tell you first of all how he became a prophet, and then some of the things that he said, and then especially something that he wrote, and indeed something that he preached as well, which is of great importance to us. In the very year that King Uzziah was to die, the Bible tells us that Isaiah the prophet, he wasn't a prophet yet, really speaking, he went into the temple of God in the city of Jerusalem. While he was in the temple of God, he had this tremendous vision. God gave him the vision. And when he looked, he says he saw God high and lifted up. And it was as though God was sitting on a throne right in the middle of that temple. And Isaiah says that it was as though all the robes of God, as he sat there like the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, all his robes seemed to spread out and cover the whole of the temple. And when Isaiah saw that, he says that he was greatly struck in his heart and in his mind. And here's what he said. He said, "Woe is me." That is, I'm struck down. "Woe is me," he says, "because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips." In other words, Isaiah realized that God was a most holy God, and that really he was a sinner before this most holy God. And not only was he a sinner, but of course he saw that all the people in Israel were sinners before him, because at that time the people in the land of Israel and the people in the land of Judah, they weren't really doing what was right in the eyes of the Lord their God. However, the Bible tells us that God came in a very mysterious way. God touched the lips of Isaiah. And when God touched the lips of Isaiah, it was so that Isaiah then would go and would preach God's message to the people. And then God spoke when he had touched the lips of Isaiah, and he said, "Now, whom will I send, and who will go for me?" In other words, who will go and preach to the people and tell them the things that I want them to know and want them to do? And it was then that Isaiah says that he lifted up his voice and he said, "Lord, here am I, send me." And so God then sent Isaiah to be the prophet in the land of Judah and to preach to the people all of those things that God wanted them to know and the things that God wanted them to do. Now, as you read through the prophecy of Isaiah, and we'll see some of these things next week, Isaiah preached many, many different things. Sometimes he preached tremendous warnings to the people that if they didn't turn away from the things that they were doing, then God would surely come and God would surely judge them for the things that they were doing. Sometimes he delivered great promises to the people. Sometimes he spoke of God's judgments that were surely going to come upon them. But the most important thing, in a sense, that Isaiah spoke about was our Lord Jesus Christ, and about what our Lord Jesus Christ would do in order to bring salvation to everyone who would ever believe in his name. Here's the strange thing. Isaiah the prophet preached and wrote his prophecy 800 years before Jesus was born into this world. And yet when you read the prophecy of Isaiah, you see how clearly the God, the Holy Spirit, gave him the words to speak and gave him the words to write down concerning our Lord Jesus Christ. There are chapters in the book of Isaiah which speak about our Lord Jesus Christ, and we say that they are those passages of Isaiah that tell us about the suffering servant of Jehovah. The suffering servant of the Lord. Our Lord Jesus Christ, boys and girls, when he came into this world, he came to be the servant of God, to do all of God's work to bring us salvation. You remember when Jesus was baptized in the River Jordan, when he came up out of the waters of the river? You remember that God spoke from heaven and said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Well, Isaiah had spoken like that. "Behold, my beloved," God says, "my elect, my chosen one, in whom I am well pleased." And I know that you know Isaiah 53 because it's one of those passages that you get in the Word of God in the Sunday school concerning the Word of God. You know all that Isaiah tells us there about our Lord Jesus Christ. He was brought like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. And all of that speaking about the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. And Isaiah, although he preached many things and wrote about many things, the greatest of all the things really that Isaiah spoke about and wrote about was the Christ who was to come, and how he was to suffer and die on the cross in order to bring salvation to us. So you think of that prophet, many, many prophets in the Word of God. One of the greatest, the prophet Isaiah, and all that he said, all that he spoke, all that he preached, all that he wrote down in order for us to know more and more from God concerning our Lord Jesus Christ. So remember his name, remember Elijah, remember Elisha, remember Jonah, remember Isaiah. And when you hear the word prophet, think about the prophets of God. Those were those men who spoke God's word to the people, or wrote God's word for the people. And in the case of Isaiah, then you have one of the great prophets of God who spoke some of the greatest things concerning our Savior, Jesus Christ.